Does your employer pay for training or education that could help you in your job today? Then, IT folks, this is for you. CBT Nuggets offers online IT training that's affordable and, dare we say, fun. From networking and cybersecurity to data science, CBT Nuggets has the training to get you through the workday. With our courses, you'll build real-world skills with short, engaging videos, hands-on virtual labs, and quiz questions to test what you've learned. Go to cbtnuggets.com and check it out. Our online platform launches right in your browser. No expensive hardware or software is needed to start. The best part? You can watch and learn at your own pace, on your schedule. cbtnuggets.com. It's IT training for all levels. From beginner-level courses to advanced network training, our expert instructors give you information that's informative, meaningful, and engaging. We've been helping learners for over 25 years, and we're a trusted name in IT training. So tell your boss it's time for CBT Nuggets IT training. Go to cbtnuggets.com and get started today.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. Demo, Des Moines Adams, is actually going to be joining us in studio. He'll be here in a couple of minutes. So let's go ahead. Let's talk Ohio State, the game of the weekend. Maybe the game of the year, we'll see. Georgia-Bama was pretty awesome. There's been some other pretty awesome games. Been in one of the most exciting years of college football, if you think back to 2018 and back to 2007, the last time a two-loss team won the national championship. By the way, it was LSU. They thumped Ohio State in the national championship game in the Sugar Bowl that year. And then I think previously it had been all the way back to like the 1930s since a two-loss team had won. This has been a fun year so far. I'd be shocked if anybody goes undefeated. It's very likely we could, especially with 12 teams getting in the playoff and potential chaos happening in the playoff. I'm still not convinced it's going to happen, but it's been a balanced year in college football, more so than we've had in a while. All right, but a two-loss team, maybe a three-loss SEC or Big Ten team gets into that 11 seed because the 12 seed is going to go to the G5 team, and they go on a run. You never know. I remember it might have been 07. I can't remember the exact year, but USC ended up with three losses, beat Penn State in the Rose Bowl, and ended up like the number two or three team in the country that year. So you never know what can happen. College football, it's why I love it. It's my favorite sport under God's hot sun to watch. But let's talk Ohio State. Let's talk Oregon before Demo gets in here and he joins us. All right, the number one scoring defense in the entire country is the Ohio State Buckeyes. They returned eight starters from a season ago. The 21st scoring defense in the country is Oregon. Oregon is a team, neither one of these teams have been all that aesthetically pleasing to the eye. In defense of Ohio State, they haven't had to. They haven't played anybody. They haven't been forced to. I guarantee they're not showing all of their cards versus like Akron and Central Michigan. Chip Kelly's not out there running his A-plus offensive game plan. I guarantee they've held things close to the vest, and they're going to show some things this weekend because they haven't had to this point. They haven't showed all year. When you look at their quarterback, all right, he's a guy that you haven't seen many quarterback runs from. This is a guy who can run with the ball. Talking about Will Howard of Kansas State. But he hasn't had to. You got Quinshon Judkins, who was considered the best back in the SEC last year. Trevion Henderson, who's probably considered the best back going into the Big Ten this year. Might have been Donovan Edwards, but he's not even starting for Michigan, which I don't understand. In fairness, I haven't watched enough of Michigan specifically to be able to give, you know, any sort of coherent understanding explanation as to why he's not starting. I always thought he was better than Blake Corum. He had the big play potential, more so than any back they've had. But that's a topic, again, for another day. I just can't believe he's not starting. But they have the two best running backs, one from the SEC, the Big Ten, now in the same backfield. You got a running quarterback. They have one of the best rushing offenses in the country. But they haven't had to show much. I'm curious to see how much Will Howard runs the ball this weekend. All right, this is the guy, grad transfer from Kansas State. 235 pounds, 6'4", 235 pounds. What do they do with him? Does Chip Kelly go up tempo? Does he go no huddle? Does he go back to snapping the ball every 18 seconds like he did at Oregon? Scott Frost learned from Chip Kelly, but when he went to UCF, people talked about how fast the UCF offense was. They snapped the ball every 24 seconds. We haven't seen any of that from Ohio State because we haven't had to. I'm curious to see what the first drive looks like, the first 16. Coaches spend so much time game planning those first 16. Nebraska has dominated the first 16 plays of the game this year. Outside of UTEP, every other game in Purdue, every other game, the other four games, touchdown, field goal, touchdown, like right down the field. Three straight games where they scored on their first drive of the game. It's the in-game adjustments the Huskers offensive coaching staff has to improve on, but we'll get into more of that next week. You look at Will Howard, I should mention, has the one concern you've got. He's looked pretty good this year throwing the ball. That was always the concern. But he has three straight games where he's thrown a pick. So you got to be careful of that, especially on the road going into Autzen Stadium. You look at Oregon. This is a team, outside of the Oregon State game, hasn't been uber impressive. Easily could have lost at home, only won by a field goal versus a very good Boise State team who may have the Heisman Trophy winner in their backfield. I spoke about him on Tuesday. He's on pace to break Barry Sanders' record. Anybody on pace to break a Barry Sanders record, if they stay on pace, they're going to be in New York for the Heisman Trophy ceremony. Whether he's hoisting up the trophy or not, we'll see how the second half of the season goes. But Oregon's a team that has not been uber impressive. Oregon State was the one game on the road versus their in-state rival, a team that was pretty good last year, and they thumped them. 20-plus point differential. Outside of that, they haven't been incredibly impressive. This is the best defensive backfield. Dylan Gabriel, he's like a point guard out there. He hasn't quite looked how people thought he would so far. You got to remember, this is the guy that led Oklahoma over Texas a year ago when Oklahoma was a big dog, and they upset Texas in the Red River Shootout, in a shootout game, largely on the arm of Dylan Gabriel. Incredibly accurate. Hasn't been quite as quick with his decision-making this year. Doesn't have big top-end arm strength. So if you're going to be incredibly accurate without big top-end arm strength, you got to make really fast decisions, which he hasn't quite done yet this year. So I'm curious to see, what does he do? This is their first really big test. I know Boise State pushed them. But what does Oregon look like? What does Ohio State look like? Demo, my man. How you doing, dude? All right, Des Moines Adams just walked in the studio. We're going to talk a little bit more Ohio State, Oregon. I want to get Demo's take on this as well. But this is an individual who was a senior when I was a freshman, the man who was a veteran when I was a pup, lifter of the year in 2002, all-conference type player 2001, led Nebraska in sacks in 2001, started over the course of 3 years for the Blackshirts, Mr. Des Moines Adams. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, appreciate it, my fellow Blackshirt. Excited to spend some time with you. I mean, Husker brothers all in the same room. I was just coming from my office up in Omaha.
Yeah.
And there was a debate about whose pipes were bigger.
Mm. Does your employer pay for training or education that could help you in your job today? Then, IT folks, this is for you. CBT Nuggets offers online IT training that's affordable and, dare we say, fun. From networking and cybersecurity to data science, CBT Nuggets has the training to get you through the workday. With our courses, you'll build real-world skills with short, engaging videos, hands-on virtual labs, and quiz questions to test what you've learned. Go to cbtnuggets.com and check it out. Our online platform launches right in your browser. No expensive hardware or software is needed to start. The best part? You can watch and learn at your own pace, on your schedule. cbtnuggets.com. It's IT training for all levels. From beginner-level courses to advanced network training, our expert instructors give you information that's informative, meaningful, and engaging. We've been helping learners for over 25 years, and we're a trusted name in IT training. So tell your boss it's time for CBT Nuggets IT training. Go to cbtnuggets.com and get started today.
And you were Jake? You were Jake?
No, me and you. And I told them it's the T-shirts that you wear.
Is that what it is?
That makes your pipes.
It's a facade?
It's the T-shirts.
Poke me with a needle. The arms will pop. So here's the deal. You're not wrong. I have a certain type of T-shirt that I like to wear. Okay, I don't like big baggy ones like I did when I was in middle school. I had the big baggy jeans and the holes and the big baggy shirt. I don't like that. I'll never wear skinny jeans. That is just not me.
Yeah.
I need room to move.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When it comes to shirts, actually, I'm wearing one that feels really good right now. It's Tackle Cancer by kind of supporting Standing Bear High School, where my kids are going to go and my son currently goes. But when I put this on, I know how I was going to feel this morning. I just saw for the first time this morning. It's like a little bit of looseness right here, but nice and snug in the arm area, just how I like it, Demo.
So that's interesting because I told my staff I don't feel comfortable with shirts where people have the urge to say, oh, you're wearing a medium shirt. But sometimes
I didn't say medium, but go ahead.
But hey, but sometimes we can't help it, right? We can't help it that we still carry on this lifestyle as a football player, which is why we're talking football today.
Yep.
But yeah, so I'm glad that you take pride in your medium shirts.
In my medium shirts?
Because I don't. So today my shirt is loose because I cannot help my pipes. I try to hide them, but sometimes.
Why do you hide them?
Because people like to make fun of us, Adam. You know, I think that's their way of saying, I wish I had guns like you. I think that's what they really want to say.
So for me, it's interesting because it's not even about showing off the arms, to be honest with you. I just like how shirts feel like this. I just like how it feels. And the added bonus, you know, it shows off the pipes a little bit. So for me, like I was 303 on June 1st. I was not happy with that in any way, shape, or form. I had not been working out. So can you see my left shoulder? Can you see it? How high it is compared to the right?
Yeah.
I had a bike accident, really bad. I'll spare you the details. I was an idiot on a bicycle. And I had a really bad bike accident, ended up going to the emergency room, stopped all the traffic, et cetera, et cetera. And so I had been working out really well. This was June 2 years ago. So about 15 months ago, give or take. And I just stopped working out. Number one, my shoulder was jacked up. It looks like it's still jacked up. It feels okay. But I got really fat. I had a bad diet. Life gets busy. I hated life. I hated how, like, what the scale was saying on June 1st. I'm 278 today. So I've lost 25 pounds.
Wow.
I have ran 0 miles. I've spent zero time on a treadmill and zero time on the elliptical. Jake knows this. I lift 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and it's high reps. Like, I'm talking stuff that I would have hated when I was playing. Anything over 8 reps and I whine like a little baby. Like, it was, I didn't like it. Now, if it's under 15, I don't know what to do with it. So it's all 15 to 30 reps.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, I was walking for 90 minutes. Now in this football season, I'm walking for 60. So I'm doing about three, four miles a day.
Yeah.
And so that's what's helped me. I had no idea what was going to happen with the guns. They're not, honestly, they're not what yours are. Okay. I know it's a big deal to you to have the biggest guns in the room. That matters to you. I'm just happy that I feel better. The shoulder looks jacked up, but it actually feels okay. I feel better. And when I look in the mirror, my middle is a little less vomit inducing. So I'm just happy with that.
Hey, and the most important thing is when you walk around, people still comment, Adam, you look like you still got it.
I always appreciate that, by the way. Even if they're lying, it still makes me feel good.
Hey, it's true. Like, I'm just thinking of the picture me, you, and Chris Kelce took.
Yep.
I got so many comments on that picture. Like, they all said the same thing. We should be out there right now.
So I'll speak for myself. You speak for yourself. When it comes to me, looks can be deceiving. Okay. I got about 10 plays in me, maybe 15. After that, my 3 days a week walking and not running ain't going to cut it. Do you feel like you could go in and give like 15 to 30 plays if you had eligibility?
If I was to play on Saturday, I would be the best third down rusher.
Oh, that's every DN's dream, man.
Third down. Put me in on third down, coach. Yes. Yep. And that's it. Third down, I'm guaranteed to put the pressure, get
like
a sack.
Yep. I like it. My redshirt freshman year, I became like a nickel D tackle. I was so happy. I was like, I'm going to play 15 plays a game. I'm not going to get tired. And all I have to do is rush the quarterback. It was the greatest thing ever. Yep. Actually, I was reading up on you. You did that your redshirt freshman year. You were right behind Vandebosch, and that was your main gig, your redshirt freshman year.
Yeah.
So talk to me about your time at Nebraska. And now you're doing a lot with teammates. I want to get into that. You have a show every Tuesday here on The Ticket, 5 to 6 p.m., correct?
Yep.
Check that out, ladies and gentlemen. They've been doing a phenomenal job. I'm going to join Demo at some point. But your time at Nebraska, all right, there was Coach Solich was your coach. You guys closed your career by playing in the Rose Bowl versus Miami, but there's a lot in the middle there. What are some of the things that stick out to you in your memory bank, whatever it may be, positive, negative, anything in between from your time at Nebraska? Was it 98 to 01?
It was 98-02.
02, okay.
So I would say that the one thing that sticks out to me is Charlie McBride. He brought me in around that time where they learned what the secret sauce was for to have a successful defense to win championships. And that was speed.
Yep.
They could not get past Florida State. Why? Because they had smaller, faster defensive ends. Mm-hmm. I was a part of that. And so to this day, I'm pretty sure we're going to talk Husker football. I would love to get your thoughts on how do you feel about the new defensive ends versus rush ends, which is what we were.
Yep.
But that is what stands out to me. Charlie McBride trusted me as a 6'3", 230-pound rush end to get the job done with my speed.
All right, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, it's just funny. I wanted to ask you about the Rush End title versus the End title specifically. So we're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. I want to get your thoughts on Oregon and Ohio State too, real quick. But we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.